Welcome back, my friends, to Walking with Jesus for February 27th. Do the opposite. Let's look at Matthew 5:44. I'm going to back up to 43. Bonus verse, love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Do the opposite. The Pharisees in Jesus' day hated their enemies and taught their followers to do the same. But Jesus corrected that erroneous practice in the Sermon on the Mount. The Pharisees had taken an Old Testament command to love one's neighbor, Leviticus 19:18, and added these words, and hate your enemy, Matthew 5:43. The Old Testament does not teach hating one's enemies. In fact, it teaches just the opposite, being kind to your enemies, Exodus 23:4-5. So interesting, they added that in. So Jesus called out the Pharisees and their rewriting of Leviticus 19:18 and corrected it. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, Matthew 5:44. Both Jesus and Stephen prayed that God would forgive those who were putting them to death, Luke 23:34 and Acts 7:59-60. Who are our enemies? Anyone with whom we have a strained relationship or from whom we have received unloving words or deeds. With Christ's help, you can love your enemies as He loves you. Wow, that was interesting. I never heard that before. I'm going to read that one part one more time. The Pharisees had taken an Old Testament command to love one's neighbor, Leviticus 19:18, and added these words, and hate your enemy, Matthew 5:43. The Old Testament does not teach hating one's enemies. In fact, it teaches just the opposite, being kind to your enemies, Exodus 23:4-5. So, you know, the Bible says we're not supposed to add or subtract anything to it, and they were adding to it, so that's really bad. And you should never hate people, right? I mean, we should always try to love people and try to get along with people. And sometimes people, you're not going to see eye to eye, and sometimes people do things very differently than you do, and it is hard to get along, but you don't have to hate them. So I thought that was really great of Jesus to correct that and to say, love your enemies. I mean, He totally spun it around the opposite way. He came and did so many great things and just corrected things that were wrong. And, you know, we're sinful human people. We get things wrong. But I just love it now that He just says that we should love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you and do things against you. So today, I'm sure there's somebody in your life, might be a family member, a boss, a friend, whoever, a neighbor, who is just really just grating on your nerves, right? And just really rubbing you the wrong way. And so today, we're all just going to take a breath, and we're going to ask God for wisdom, and we're going to love on these people and just try to build that relationship back up. Because can you imagine how great this world would be if we all did that? That would be amazing. So have a great day today, not only loving your family and friends, but loving your enemies and praying for them. And I'll be praying for you to do that. Let me know how it goes in the chat below. And we will see you back here tomorrow. Yes. And you can order your own copy of Walking with Jesus by Dr. David Jeremiah by going to davidjeremiah.org or by calling Turning Point at 877-998-0222. And I would love to answer any question that you may have about faith in Jesus. Let's get stronger this year in 2024. You can contact me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. And I hope you have a wonderful day growing your faith in Jesus.